Okay, I'm here with Cameron Hussein, FC United Women's Team's manager. It's his second attempt at his first match. Last set all being scrubbed. Slightly more successful this time round, though. A 13-0 win against West Kirby in the FA Cup extra preliminary. Was there anything that you saw that you didn't like today? I mean, it was ticks all round, really.
Yeah, I thought we started off a little bit slow out of the traps and we fortunately got an own goal, but then after that, a little bit of frustration kicked in, and I think that was probably the only negative, where we took a little bit while to settle down and get into the game. But then, as soon as we got the second goal, we were flying really, and we never looked back from there really.
Yeah, we had a couple of little bursts, didn't we? Around, there was sort of like three quick goals around the half hour mark, and then again once we came back out for the second half when we needed to, unlike sometimes last season, we punished them this time round when we got in front of net.
Yeah, I think the team's a little bit more settled this year, and that's been kind of the message, building on the blocks from last year and being a little bit more ruthless and hitting a lot more goals with conviction as well. And I thought we saw that, especially in the second half. We came out and that was pretty much the half time team talk of maintaining the standards and having that conviction of putting them really under pressure and getting as many goals as possible, and the girls have come out and done themselves proud today.
Yeah, I like the way a lot of the moves came in. They weren't. It's nice when you get a bit of individual trickery. A lot of good, well-worked moves coming in from the corners, mostly by the wingers as well, getting a hat-trick each. So there was a lot of wing work today. Was that something you worked on a little bit more over the pre-season, or is that just the way today worked?
I think it depends on the opponent, and they kind of put a lot of bodies through the middle, so we knew that it was pivotal to try and get it down into wide areas and try and make them pay for it and get in and around behind them as quick as possible. But it's a team effort. We've done a lot of pattern play and works and scenario based kind of situations where we want them to try and use their individual brilliance, like you said, but a lot of combination play, and it's come out and it's really shown today, which is nice.
Yeah, it's always nice seeing individual skill, but when a team's well worked and well moved through the whole team, you really get a confidence that they're clicking, and it's rare that you get that on game one of a season. But game two is going to be at least a fortnight away as far as competitive goes. But there's a friendly next week in York.
Yeah, so we've been working on quite a heavy pre-season, and I think this is the final hurdle really of York City away. They're in the North East division, so equivalent to us. They've recruited heavily in terms of players in the league above, very similar to us. They've got a really good coaching staff, where they've got the Barnsley manager from the league above and a few who've been previously in leagues above. So it'll be a really even contest, and something that I think we really need, and it'll challenge us. So I think that'll be a nice little final challenge for pre-season, and it's a nice trip out to York as well. So it'll be an exciting time next week to see where we're at the final stage of pre-season, ready for the next round of the FA Cup.
Yeah, well, if it's a day that's finishing like this one, it'll be a nice day for fans. Will any be allowed in the ground, do we know?
The facility is only just recently reopened, so I'm hoping to get confirmation that they'll be allowed at least outside the 3G or wherever the pitch is.
Similar to today, then, maybe just staff and officials. Yeah, I mean, it worked well today. I mean,
yeah, the girls have loved having people back, and I think they've done real well in staying in the little bubbles and groups and social distancing. And I think it's just made a massive difference in terms of playing with a bit of an atmosphere, which I think the girls have missed massively. And playing under a little bit of pressure, because it is nice to do that. So it's been nice to do that in pre-season, and hopefully we get a few at York next week and we crack on for the next round of the FA Cup after that.
Right, well, we'll see if fans are allowed in. We'll keep our self plugged into online media and see what's going on through the week. Thanks very much, Cameron Hussein.